I like your pink tie. Hi.
Do you think you silenced some critics with your 2-minute drill play at the end of the game and right away in overtime?
I haven't turned the TV on in a week, so I don't know what anyone said. So, but it was good to win that game. It was a tough game. It always is against the Jets. And, you know, it's nice to pull out a close one. So I'm glad we did that today.
Anything different in those last two drives? It seemed easy. I'm sure it wasn't easy, but it seemed more methodical.
We executed better. I think that's what it is. We really it was not our best day of execution in terms of assignments. And, you know, we have to nail those things down. And that's a lot of those inconsistencies. You know, you don't score points. And we didn't score as many as we needed to. And those last couple drives, you know, we moved the ball better. Wouldn't say they were great drives, but they were good enough.
Regardless of the outcome, are you at wit's end as to what the issues are with being able to be as efficient as you might want to be? Or do you know what the problems are?
I think we know. We're just not doing a good enough job. So we all have to do a better job. Was it in overtime?
Yeah, actually, it was overtime.
Yep.
Why the back shoulder? I'm watching. It seems like a low percentage throw there as opposed to something maybe over the middle. Why that?
You know, we talk about, you know, what we want to do in certain situations, and Aaron happened to be in that position. So at some point, it's going to be tight coverage, and you got to make, you know, a tough play, and, you know, they're close, and, you know, we got to hit it. So I think that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's not like guys are going to be open by 5 yards with, you know, that kind of time left on the clock, that important part of the game. And it's close. They either make it or they don't. Or we either make it or we don't. We didn't.
Well, I guess, you know, winning 35-0 would be nice and non-stressful. How much do you like those two-minute situations which you've handled so many times in your career?
And I like it when the outcome's good, and then I like it when we execute well, and there's a lot of satisfaction when we do the right thing. But we did a good job of it when we needed to. I thought there were some good plays that the guys made. Everybody really contributed. We work on that situation all the time, so it's nice when you work on it and it pays off.
Did you find yourself on the sideline watching the defense at the end rather than usually sitting on the bench and kind of waiting for the next possession?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting format. It's first overtime, where we've kicked the field goal, and then you kind of wait, and, you know, there's four downs for the other team, and, you know, their field goal kicker was making clutch kicks, and, you know, we were kind of preparing to go back out there, and then Rob made a great play. So, you know, that's the kind of plays you need. I mean, if you want to win games, you got to, you know, you got to make plays, and, you know, that's a great example of a game-winning play, and, you know, we all got to start making more of those. Well, it was first and 10, and then we got a pass interference, and then it's, you know, first and 20, and then it's incomplete, and then it's a run, and then it's third and 16. So it's not the way to play offensive football. I don't think there's going to be much high percentage playing that way. So, you know, we can't really put ourselves in that situation, and we all got to do a better job of executing our plays. And there's no easy way out. It's not like there's a magic special play, you know, that you save for those situations. It's about doing your job and doing a better job of it. I think that's it. It comes down to a few plays, and we had opportunities last week. We had opportunities against Baltimore. We had opportunities against the Cardinals, and when you make the plays, you know, you win the game. And we're 4-3. We're in a decent position. We have the whole season ahead of us. Been fighting injuries like every team has, and we play a very important game this weekend, and then we get a bye, which, you know, we'll be good for this team.
Does the team have the psychological makeup or the experience level to deal with this kind of stress in the fourth quarter, week in and week out?
I hope so. I hope it's not. I sure hope we do. That's part of our mental toughness. And I think we're coached very hard, and we prepare for tough situations. And that's the kind of pressure our coach puts on us every day in practice to perform consistently. So, you know, it's not like in the seventh week of the year you got all the answers. You never really have all the answers. There's only one team that's really happy at the end of the year, and I think it's a building process and playing your best football at the most important times. It's tough to say. It's tough to say.
You think that's a problem, Tom? That you guys aren't really sure what you're
I don't know. I'm sure if you asked teams and they said yes, it would probably change over the next whatever 9 weeks anyway. You know, I think you continue to go do the things that you're doing well. And, you know, you'd love to figure those things out in spring camps, but it really doesn't play that way. You have some teams that you play and situations that you face and players that are healthy or not healthy and schemes that you run, and you boil it down to what you're good at. So it's only October.
Tom, it's nice to win 35-0. What's it mean to win this way, though?
Oh, it's nice to win the close games. It's nice to win when you're down 3 with 1:40 left in the game. I mean, I think that's a lot of guys made a lot of really great plays to get us in that position. So, you know, Steve had some huge kicks. Danny made some plays. Brandon made plays. Wes, of course, makes plays. Gronk made some big plays. Aaron made plays. So, you know, when those guys contribute, it ends up being, you know, it's a nice win. I'm sure the guys are going to have fun tonight.
Is the side benefit to being in so many of these close games the simple fact that you have experience? You can look at Nick McDonald and Ronald Thomas. So you guys know you did this.
Yeah. Yep, that's important. And, you know, you're going to make some, you're going to miss some, and you're going to complete some, and you're going to throw some incompletions, and we're going to catch some, and we're not going to catch some. So, it's, you know, we're building, and we're hopefully we, you know, continue to get better. We played a team tonight that fought hard, and we fought hard and came down to the end. Thank you. I'm going to go home, guys. Thank you.